الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal, in this silsila we will discuss a particular hidden disease, and that is called kufrani ni'am. It means that when one does not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounties, for his ni'mats, and to be careless about acknowledging the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is called kufrani ni'am. Usually it is said kufrani ni'mat. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And remember, when your Lord proclaimed, if you will be grateful, then I shall give you more. And if you are thankless, then my torment is severe. Hakim al-Ummat, مفسر شہیر حضرت مفتی احمد یار خان نعیمی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ writes in نور العرفان under this آیت of سورہ ابراہیم آیت نمبر 7. From this we learn that we should express gratitude at obtaining every bounty and blessing. Since these bounties are different, the expression of gratitude should also be different and in different forms. The infidels express gratitude through sinful means. The Muslims do this through worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Observe what happens during holidays of non-Muslims, and when Muslims celebrate the two Eids, there is a clear difference. We further learn that gratitude increases the bounty. Hazrat Sayyiduna Nu'man bin Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, one who is not thankful when he gets something little, he will never be thankful when he gets something more or in abundance. And the one who does not thank people, he cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you talk about, when you mention the ni'mats of Allah azza wa jal, this is also thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when person does not show, does not talk, about the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is called kufrani ni'mat. It means denying the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. When one does kufrani ni'mat, he does not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is careless about this issue. This act is haram and leads to Jahannam. And kufrani ni'mat, denying the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal, not thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, also becomes the cause that the ni'mats, the bounties of Allah, are snatched away from the person. Therefore, every Muslim should refrain from this hidden disease. We must always be thankful and grateful to our Creator, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for His countless bounties and ni'mats. A book printed by Dawat-e-Islami's department, Maktabatul Madina, Shukr ke Fazail, Virtues of Thankfulness or Gratefulness. At page number 62, there is a beautiful hikayat that Hazrat Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu expresses. He says that there was a person who was given a lot of worldly wealth. Then all of a sudden everything was taken away from him. So he started praising Allah Azza wa Jal. He started making shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal. There was another wealthy person who met him, and he said that you got nothing with you. For what reason are you making shukr? For what reason are you grateful and thankful of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? He replied that I am thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for those ni'mats, that even if you give the wealth of whole world, you cannot attain those ni'mats, you cannot attain those bounties. He asked, what is that? So this person replied that, don't you have tongue, hand and feet? Don't you see them? Are these not the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal? How great these ni'mats are. One would not give his eyes, his hands, his feet, his body organs with the wealth of whole dunya, whole world. Therefore, even though I don't have money anymore, I don't have wealth anymore, I don't have gold anymore, I don't have silver anymore, I don't have other currencies which are used in the world to buy things, I don't have those things anymore, but I have these hands, I have these eyes, I have my legs. So that's why I'm thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a beautiful lesson in this hikayat, that there are always so many ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal with us, but we don't become thankful, we don't become grateful of those ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, there are three reasons for kufrani ni'am, and we will discuss these three reasons and we will try to advise the treatment of this disease, this hidden batini disease. The first reason of kufrani ni'mat is the habit of being impatient. When person faces any difficulty, he starts moaning about it. He starts sharing his agony with people, and he is engaged in thanklessness. Sometimes, because of this sickness of thanklessness, person ends up saying words of kufr and he loses his iman. This is very dangerous. If a person does not have habit of sabr, then it can be very destructive and very testing. Because when people are faced with calamities, when they lose their business, when their loved one dies, when they become ill and don't recover quickly, or if they are suffering long in any problem or any difficulty or sickness, then they start complaining. The question is, who are you complaining about? You are complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the decisions which are made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you get more sustenance, that is also the decision of Allah azza wa jal. If you get less sustenance, that is also the decision of Allah azza wa jal. If you get sickness, that is also the decision of Allah azza wa jal. If your loved one dies, that is also the decision of Allah azza wa jal. If your business is not doing well, that is also the decision of Allah azza wa jal. So any calamity, any difficulty you face, that is part of your destiny. So when you go and complain to people, the question will always arise that who are you complaining about? You are complaining about Allah azza wa jal. And sometimes when people don't have habit of patience, they don't know, they have never exercised how to be patient at the time of difficulty, they will end up saying bad words. And sometimes those bad words of disappointment mount to kufr. And this is very dangerous. So we need to treat this dangerous disease. So the treatment is that one should form a habit of making sabr, exercising patience at the time of difficulty. And one should look at thousands of ni'mats that are with him. Maybe one thing is taken away, business is taken away, loved one is taken away, or he's suffering with sickness, or some other loss that he faces. Besides these one or two or three losses that he felt and he is upset about, besides that, there are thousands of other ni'mats that are with him. Even every breath that person is breathing, that is the ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal. So one should form this habit of looking at many ni'mats which are around him, and he is benefiting from those ni'mats and the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. So one should give tarbiyat and training to his nafs that don't look at one or two losses, but look at many other bounties and the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal, which are there with you, in your hands, in your possession. One should also make this madani mind that if I will be thankful on the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his favors upon me and he will remove the difficulties from me. We need to trust in him. We can never be disappointed. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. This is the order of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that don't be disappointed from the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. His mercy is unlimited. Keep on begging at his door. Keep on making dua. And try, always try to exercise patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sooner or later will remove your difficulty. And you will then have satisfaction when the wealth of patience and sabr is granted to someone. Then all the difficulties go away and no big difficulty is big difficulty. He is ready to face anything that comes in front of him. The second reason فَكُفْرَانِ نِعَمْ is that person lacks tawakkul, that is the trust on Allah Azza wa Jal. And when person becomes victim of this sickness, his thanklessness keeps on increasing. The lesser tawakkul, the lesser trust you have in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, your thanklessness will keep on increasing according to the level of your lack of trust and tawakkul. And people who are deprived from maal and daulat and wealth and comforts and luxuries, they normally have this disease, this sickness, this harmful sickness. And there is a treatment for that. Its treatment is that one should develop in himself a habit that I will be happy even if I have little with me. And I will blame myself if I don't have the ni'mat of Allah. I will look at my faults. I'll look at my wrongdoings, my sins, and I will make myself responsible that because of my own doing, musibat is coming on me. And it is mentioned in Quran Kareem as well that no musibat comes to you, no musibat, no sorrow, no trouble reaches you unless you earn that difficulty, that sorrow, that musibat with your own hands. So this is how we should think, and this is how we should approach things. Blame on yourself. Don't blame on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unfair with you. Rather say that because of my weakness, because of my sins, because of my khata, because of my wrongdoings, the door of the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah is closed on me. I need to rectify myself. I need to correct myself. And you must remember that most of the difficulties come because of our sins. One day, a person came to Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he complained that he's not doing well in his business. He has difficulties in his rozi, in his sustenance. Please give me some mazifa or make dua. He said, make tawbah from your sins. Another person came and he said, I'm indebted. And please make dua so I can be free from this difficulty. He said, make tawbah. Another person came and he said, I'm sick. He replied, make tawbah. Another person came and he said that I don't have children. I want children. Please make dua or give me some wazifa, something to read. He said, make tawbah. For different people with different problems, and he is giving them one treatment, and that is to make tawbah. So some people were sitting around him and they asked that, Ya Sayyidi, there are different people with different problems and you're telling everyone make tawbah, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? What is the reason? He replied that all difficulties, all problems come because of sins. So if they make tawbah, if they repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, their sins would be erased. As it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, the one who made tawbah, he is like that person who has got no sins. So when they are free from sins after making tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove their difficulties, will remove their calamities and their sorrows. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, we understand a beautiful Madani flower from here, that we must refrain from sins if we want to live peaceful life, a life with full of harmony, peace, love. And if we want to live happy life, then we have to leave sins. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will have good life in this dunya, and we will have good life in the akhirat as well. Then the dunya would be hasana, and akhirat would be hasana as well. And one should look at that whatever ni'mat that we have in our hands, we should keep on thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should tie those ni'mats with the rope of shukr. Because if we don't tie them with the rope or with the string of shukr, then they will start going as well. And at some stage, person would be left with no ni'mats. And we always seek refuge of Allah Azza wa Jal from decline in ni'mats. Because when there is decline in ni'mats, in the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, it becomes very difficult, it becomes very testing, and we are weak. We are unable to stand for this kind of tests. So therefore, you must keep on making dua and keep on supplicating and keep on seeking refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal, that, O Allah, save us from the decline of your ni'mats. Save us from the decrease of your ni'mat. O Allah Azza wa Jal, increase your ni'mats upon us. Ameen. Third reason for kufran ni'mat is jurrat ala Allah, which means person becomes daring about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That because of the curse of sins, person becomes daring. And then the words of thanklessness are uttered from his tongue. And sometimes these words become words of kufr. And person is gone deep in the ditches of misguidance and kufr. And that's a very dangerous stage. And we must always make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from such situation that we become daring about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talk anyhow about Him. And this sickness must be treated. And its treatment is that one should keep on making himself afraid and scared about the azab of Jahannam. And one should develop the khawf, the fear of akhirat in his heart. And one should keep on fearing about the hidden plan, the khufiya tadbir of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And one should always worry about the safety and security of his iman. And one should keep on making dua that, O Allah, save my iman. O Allah, save my faith. I want to live as a Muslim and I want to die as a Muslim. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this discourse that we cannot afford to be thankless. We cannot afford to be denying the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal. We cannot complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to people. We need to have patience and we need to have sabr. And yes, everyone wants that we must have more ni'mats, because you will enjoy ni'mats. This is the nature. This is how human being is, that we want more and more. Yes, there is a recipe that is given for more and more in this ayah karima. As it is said, that la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you make shukr, if you are thankful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la azidannakum, I will increase my ne'mats upon you. I will give you more. So dearest viewers of Madani channel, we must keep on thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show His ne'mats. Talk about His ne'mat. Do not hide His ne'mats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely increase His ne'mats upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must keep us on the path of shukr. He must keep us on the path of sabr. And He must not include us amongst those who are thankless to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah.
Uraha nafs is indeed an enemy. Uraha nafs is indeed an enemy. Don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving one.